From KXCI Studios in Tucson, Arizona, this is Thesis Thursday, where we sit down with our friends from the University of Arizona, and I ask them what they're doing, what they plan to do, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is a student who is majoring in mathematics. Welcome to KXCI, Madison Delmo. How's it going, Madison?
It's going great, thank you.
What kind of math stuff do you do?
It's very diverse. There's a lot of different things that I can get involved in that relate to different aspects of math. So that's one thing that I really enjoy.
A universal language.
Sort of. It is kind of interesting to see how many different people at the U of A in different departments, colleges, different professors use mathematics and can work with people in math and collaboration.
When did you decide to become a math major?
When I was in high school, I took the AP Calculus BC exam for fun. And I had done for me, it was very fun. I got to go do some cool math problems for a morning, and my high school had paid for the exam, so there was no risk in taking it. It was just something that I enjoyed, and I got credit for Calculus 1 and Calculus 2 at the U of A through that process.
Well, there you go. The rest is history.
Absolutely.
Madison, what kind of projects are you working on at the U of A?
So I've been part of two very broad mathematical areas. One is in a more applied area, and the other is in a more pure area.
What's the difference between applied math and pure math?
With applied math, the professors who do research in those areas have a real-world goal in mind, or some real-world application in most cases. And one thing that's really neat is this area overlaps with a lot of sciences and engineering disciplines. So applied mathematicians at the U of A are able to collaborate with professors in every area of campus. It's very diverse. Very recently, I've gravitated towards more pure or theoretical mathematics. So we don't necessarily consider potential applications ourselves. In fact, it's oftentimes about 80 or so years before the math that's currently being developed has real-world uses, but the interest for us is just looking at beautiful problems and seeing logical arguments in them.
That just makes me picture like a giant chalkboard, you know? Do you still do that?
Pure mathematicians apply for research grants like professors in every discipline, but oftentimes the only expenses that we need are the coffee that we drink and the whiteboard markers that we use. So in some sense, that is very accurate.
Yeah, you got to have a good eraser.
Yes. Recently, I've been doing a senior honors thesis with a professor of pure mathematics named Dr. Douglas Ulmer. And it's in an area of math called algebraic geometry, which is my favorite area of math. It's what I hope to research throughout my entire life. It takes algebra, which is very concrete and rigorous and allows us to do very clear calculations, and geometry, which gives us more pictures. It gives us a lot of intuition and is much more brain friendly. And it's one of those the best of both worlds types of scenarios. We can use both to solve problems in either area. Sometimes when we're looking at algebraic objects, they look very complicated and confusing. And then as soon as we draw a picture, it makes things much more clear.
Madison, you're a senior this year. What are you going to do after you graduate?
I'll be doing a PhD at the University of Utah in mathematics. My long-term career goal is to do some type of research, whether it be in academia, so I would be a professor of mathematics, or in industry. There are a lot of cool jobs in cryptography, and so that's another option that I could pursue using this area of math.
Yeah, it sounds like there's an infinite amount of possibilities there.
That's very clever.
Thanks. Do you ever listen to music?
I do. Lately, I've been listening to a little bit more rock. I also really enjoy lo-fi hip-hop music when I'm studying.
For sure. That's some good chill vibes for your brain.
Absolutely. It kind of relaxes me when I get a little bit scared of some of the problems that I'm working on.
Madison, thank you so much for being on KXCI today. It was great talking to you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. You too.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.